This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our first story of the hour is, like we said, about the trade war between the US and China, because if anything, it's escalating. It shows no signs of stopping, and Malaysia could be caught in between.
We've been talking about this quite a bit on our Market Wrap. Most recently, what's been stirring the tensions, aside from the bilateral tariffs, is US action on Huawei. Its smartphones will lose access to Google services, apps, and Android updates. There are also concerns with the privacy and safety of using Huawei products in 5G networks.
So this hasn't been an incident in isolation, of course. I mean, both countries' presidents have been slinging economic brickbats at each other for months, and economists fear that we may be facing slower economic growth as these two countries are our largest trading partners, and it could have an impact on global markets due to uncertainty. The OECD said the world is expected to see moderate and fragile growth in the next 2 years.
The trade war is already impacting local companies who are unable to plan for the future and are adopting a wait-and-see approach.
Yeah, so the wait-and-see cuts both ways. On the one hand, you, of course, have the risk of, if we look at the article that was published on the Malaysian Insight, there are local business people saying, well, is China looking to invest here or is it looking to start companies here? If it starts companies, can local companies compete? So there are certain concerns there. And then there's also the issue, of course, of really what's going to happen overall, and how do we maintain that sort of balance between trading with both the US and China and not leaning too heavily in one direction or another?
Economists around the region would suggest that Asian countries would most likely lean in with China because US has been losing its economic opportunities to China, where now most countries do rely on the region to just get exports and imports. Yeah.
And there's also been that... No, I agree. I think there's also an issue of geographical proximity. On top of which, then
and where it's cheaper also.
Yes. So there might be opportunities for us there, right? There are risks involved, obviously, when we talk about, oh, are we going to be able to compete? Are we going to be able to keep up? But we might also be able to be part of the supply chain. And that is something that has been discussed, whether or not we'll start to be able to supply things to China with its massive demands and therefore its massive market. So we are but amateurs in this area. So
yes,
we're going to be speaking with Jayant Menon, who is the lead economist at the Asian Development Bank. Jayant, thanks for joining us. What are Malaysia's stakes in the trade war between China and the US?
Right. Okay. So I think the first point to note is that, Malaysia is a very open trading economy. Its share of trade, exports plus imports in its GDP is much higher than 100%. Right. And so it's highly trade dependent. So what this means is whatever happens in the global trade environment will affect Malaysia quite substantially because of its heavy trade dependence. This trade war amongst the two biggest countries and big trading nations is affecting global trade, right, as well as global growth. And so this will feed through indirectly to affect Malaysia's exports and therefore its domestic growth. That's a sort of indirect spillover effect, but there'll also be direct effects that come from Malaysia's participation in the regional and global value chains. Right. As you know, Malaysia is very much engaged in the electronics supply chain, as well as in various other regional supply chains. And these link eventually through to China, one way or the other. And China is now Malaysia's largest trading partner because of that. And so there'll be direct impacts as well that affect Malaysia from its engagement in value chains and its heavy reliance on China as a trading partner in both intermediate goods and final goods, but mainly intermediate goods in the value chain.
Economists have predicted both good and bad consequences of the trade war on Malaysia. Will we experience an impact from both sides of the coin?
So I think, what I just described as now would be the negative side, by and large, the slowdown in growth as a result of direct and indirect impacts on Malaysia's exports. And they will operate very quickly, immediately. We are feeling them already. Malaysia's growth has already slowed. Everyone is predicting further reductions in the forecasts of growth this year. IMF, ADB have all brought their projections down because of this negative impact operating through exports, right, in the short run. Now, if this trade war is going to last a long time, or actually perceived to last a long time, then there could be both trade redirection and investment redirection effects. What I mean is that to avoid the tariffs in the US, foreign companies may start moving their production bases out of China to other countries in the region, including Malaysia, for instance. And so Malaysia be the beneficiary of new investments forced out of China because of this trade war.
So right now, the sentiment seems to be that the trade war will not be ending anytime soon. How do you see us adapting?
Unfortunately, there's not much that Malaysia can really do. They can't do much to affect the war itself, but also in terms of adapting, I guess the one thing policymakers need to do is to resist the temptation towards protectionism, which is what can happen during these sorts of trade wars. So Malaysia has always remained an open trading nation, outward-looking, receptive to both trade, imports, as well as investment and other forms of capital. And it should continue to remain open, and it should signal its intentions clearly that it wants to remain open. And I think this will allow it to capture that redirected FDI investments that I mentioned earlier, and become beneficiary in some sense of the relocation activities that take place because of the trade war.
I'm guessing there's going to be competition for the investment as well.
Yeah, there will be many countries vying for the investment dollar. And especially coming out of a huge market like China, you can see Vietnam already gearing up, and they already have started receiving some of that FDI. So Malaysia needs to, prepare itself in a broad policy sense to be receptive to FDI. It has to make sure that its macroeconomic house is in order. It needs to keep its budget deficit under control, and this is a significant challenge at the moment. And I think it needs to make sure that its investment climate is conducive to receiving this type of new investments from that competition. Right now, GLCs dominate a lot of key sectors, and that is crowding out investment, both domestic, private, and potentially FDI as well. So Malaysia has to be prepared in creating a good investment climate if it's going to compete for these foreign investments that get, in some sense, pushed out of China because of the trade war.
So Malaysia has signed several agreements with China recently. For example, our decision to resume the ECRL and Banda Malaysia projects. How does this fit into the trade war picture?
I think Malaysia shouldn't try and get involved in any way in this trade war or take sides, or it should remain neutral. It doesn't really need to get involved, and it shouldn't. The important thing, I think, is it should review every project, every activity on its merits, irrespective of, you know, whether it's China or U.S. or whether it's a U.S. ally or China ally or whatever it might be. Put that aside, remain neutral, and make sure you take on projects that are in the national interest. And this is what I hope will happen in the future. People are a bit confused about some recent decisions, I think, what appear to be U-turns by the government. But I hope this trade war will not exacerbate that, and Malaysia will remain neutral and sensible in making well-thought-out and well-considered investment decisions.
The restrictions placed by the US upon Huawei this week has sparked some concern among users here that their device will be affected. Do you think this is the first of more to come in terms of how Malaysians may feel the impact of the trade war in our everyday lives?
You know, it's so difficult to predict the trajectory of these types of conflicts. Things can, you know, deteriorate very quickly in ways that we would never imagine. Things can resolve themselves also equally quickly going forward if the adults in the room can stand up with cool heads and come to the negotiating table and make progress. So it's so hard to actually even speculate on these sorts of issues. There's every possibility that it could spread. I hope not. But I think over the next couple of months, this will become very much more clearer. And if you want to talk to me again in a couple of months, I might be in a better position to say something useful. But right now, too much uncertainty to even speculate sensibly.
All right, so we'll call you back then. And this is perhaps more speculation, but does this potentially affect the attempt to bring Zhou Lo back into the country if indeed he is hiding in China?
Well, I certainly hope that this will help, but I certainly don't know.
And one last question before you go, Jayant. Is there any way of guessing who might win the trade war and how should Malaysia prepare ourselves?
Yeah, no one really knows. But what we need to do, again, is to remain, I guess, countries like Malaysia, small open countries need to remain open, avoid protectionism, keep their house in order, and try and take advantage of the small spillover benefits that come out of these sorts of conflicts. Trade wars never really benefit the world. They certainly never benefit the parties directly engaged in it. In fact, most of the world will lose. There will be some winners, and Malaysia could potentially be one in the longer term, but at huge cost to the overall global trading community. But that's how things are. So Malaysia should just try and be best placed to either minimize those costs or to some extent maybe even be slightly ahead by being able to capture some new investments.
Jayant, thanks for speaking with us. That was Jayant Menon, lead economist at the Asian Development Bank, talking about the US-China trade war and how Malaysia fits in or could potentially sneakily benefit from all of it. We also welcome your thoughts. You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Do you see potential for us to kind of maneuver our way through this ongoing trade war and come out not on top necessarily, but having made a bit of money maybe?
Come out okay.
Yes, exactly. First up, we have this on Twitter from Benjamin.
Between the two economic powerhouses, it will definitely be a lose-lose situation for them. But on the hindsight, Southeast Asia is a lucrative region for investment. Malaysia might just benefit from it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people seem to be saying. And as Jayant said, it's going to be about us being able to seize the opportunity now, right? Because it is there, it's present. It's a question of whether or not, because we're not the ones actually involved directly in the war. So hopefully we're not going to be collateral damage. Instead, maybe we can, you know, seek out opportunities based on what China needs in particular.
I feel like we could. For a very long time now, the US has still tried to keep us and other ASEAN regions within the same field, I guess, because we are, even as in terms of politics, also quite important in the US's fight against terrorism. So there is definitely other vested interests that they have that we can provide to the US.
Pauline says, Americans are just doing to China what they did to Japan in the 80s. They just can't stand it when other countries are getting stronger. They accuse China of spying when they themselves have been doing it for decades. Emerging market currencies are dumped due to the flight to safety. Malaysia should embrace China's offshoring of manufacturing activities, given that we are key to China's Belt and Road program. Just don't owe China too much money and protect our own people. And that last sentence is so crucial. Don't owe China too much money, because that is, while we're talking about trying to benefit, I think that's the potential trap as well. Not just that we might end up as collateral, but more pressingly, that we might throw our entire lot in and then find ourselves in debt and with Chinese ports.
Which country was it that said that they didn't have a problem with China, but they are actually losing some amount of land to China because they just have been loaning too much money from them?
I believe Sri Lanka has actually, you know, now has a port on Chinese, now has a Chinese port that they've had to give away.
Also, I think it could be in Laos where they have problems as well.
Yes, they are deeply in debt. So we don't necessarily, we don't want to be in that position. So it comes down to trying to find opportunities and then not take too many risks.
Yeah.
It's that weird balance. Let us know your thoughts on the US-China trade war and how Malaysia might come out on, not on top, how Malaysia might benefit from it. Call us at 7733-2900.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.